I have a sequoia I planted below our house, down where the hill levels out into a ravine. I planted it as a seedling instead of buying a wedding ring for myself, since I really dislike a ring. At least one on my finger. 10 years later, we built the house up on that hill, and from a second-story perch, I've been watching it reach up over the wood shop below, then slowly rise to the new house's level, go beyond the height of the barn across the ravine, and then above our own house. I have to step forward into the window now to see its top. At 35 years old, it's still pretty much a baby so far as a sequoia goes. On our anniversary, Karen and I wrapped our arms around its trunk and barely locked hands. With any luck, it'll outlive me by, 500 years or so. In my own lifetime, with a little luck, it'll be the biggest tree on the place, which is no mean accomplishment, considering the 5 redwoods we planted from seed, a few humongous big-leaf maples, some second-growth firs, and 1 cedar that, for now, holds the title at a circumference of 13 feet and must be the oldest tree by far on our 7 acres. I like to think, when we no longer prowl this property, it'll be a forest again, not some logged-off scab woods the way it was when we first arrived. The field that once grew alfalfa for our goats is now a small arboretum of oaks and maples and beeches, rhododendrons twice as high as us, walnuts and hickories, carpet of shamrocks and periwinkle growing underneath. We are definitely shaped by our surroundings, I know that much. And it's no small pleasure to return the favor by shaping them. The orchards, the flower gardens, the riot of 150 roadies all blooming over slowly unfolding spring, the vegetable gardens, the shrubs, the backwoods, all of this becoming as much a part of us as we became part of it. If you were to ask if I was an environmentalist, I would have to say no, probably not. I'm mostly just part of the